This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shiddha Janandhan. Today, I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Thursday, that is 5th of December. Now, let's also sum up what really happened in Wednesday's trading session. Well, it was indeed a volatile day for Indian markets, but bulls sort of managed to regain control in the second half of the trading session on Wednesday and push the index back above crucial support levels. So, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 178 points. To close at 40,850, while the Nifty 50 closed 49 points higher at 12,043 on Wednesday. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in metals, consumer durable, IT, and banking stocks, while on the sectors that remain under pressure include capital goods, energy, oil and gas, and consumer discretionary. Well, volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like Coal India, RIL, Apollo Hospitals, Tata Motors, DV's Laboratories, and Mindtree. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Equitas, Mindtree, NMDC as Dish TV. Well, short buildup was seen in stocks like L&T, Escorts, HPCL, and Godrej Consumer Products. Well, let's look at what really happened in currency. Well, the rupee clawed back its lost territory to settle 13 paisa higher at 71.53 to the US dollar on renewed hopes about US-China trade deal. And in terms of institutional activity, FPIs were again net sellers in Indian markets for around about 781 crores, while DIs were net buyers to the tune of 904 crores. That's what provisional data showed. So what will be the big news which investors has to watch out for on Thursday? Well, investors will watch out for the outcome of the Monetary Policy Committee, that is MPC Committee. Well, most experts feel that RBI or MPC is likely to cut rates by 25 basis point to support growth and revive the investment cycle. In fact, the central bank had cut this year's GDP forecast estimate by 80 basis points in the previous policy review to 6.1%. Now, the decimal GDP growth in July-September quarter read in line with the MPC's decision to stay accommodative for as long as it necessary to revive growth from October policy review makes a cause for the sixth consecutive rate cut this year. Now, let's also understand how Nifty is placed in terms of technical charts. Well, Nifty closed above its crucial resistance at 12,000 and above its 5 days exponential moving average, but it failed to surpass Tuesday's intraday high of 12,068. Now, in terms of candlestick patterns, Nifty appears to have registered a bullish reversal formation called piercing pattern. So definitely that's a positive sign. What traders should do is that traders should remain neutral on short side and can take a buy on dip between 12,000 to 11,970 levels with a stop loss below 11,935 and look for a target of 12,100 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, three levels to watch out for on Thursday would be 11,936, 12,068, and 12,158. Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500, followed by 12,000, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,500. Now, let's also look at the stocks which will be in focus based on the news flow. Well, the country's largest lender, SBI, will be in focus because the largest public sector bank has decided to sell its 8.25% stake in UTI AMC through its initial public offering. Now, Bharti Airtel will be in focus. Now, the board of the telecom giant on December 4th approved a plan to raise up to $3 billion by debt and equity route. Now, Hinduja Group flagship Ashok Leyland on December 4th said that the company proposes to observe non-working days in a few plants in December to align production at its facilities in line with market demand. Well, to make your day more profitable, we also spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and here's what they have to recommend. Well, the first stock that they have on the list is Century Textile. Now, that's a buy for a target of 515.50 and a stop loss of 449. The next stock that we have on the list is Reliance Industries. Now, that's a sell call for a target of 1460 and a stop loss of 1615. Delta Corp, well, that's a buy for a target of 241 and a stop loss of 200. Now, remember, the potential or the return potential is close to 6 to 12% on all the three stocks. Well, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So, in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
Word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.